While the 12 of 14 candidates from each of the 6 wards took questions on economic development and a vision for the city's future, candidates in 2 wards brought up an issue that has been percolating, and the undercurrents had been felt at the mayoral race earlier in the week. It first arose when Ward 1 Republican candidate Mike Drew turned to Democrat Michael Kelly with his one allowed question.
It came to my attention that absentee ballots in our ward went up 514%. I started looking at those absentee ballots, and in our ward alone, more than 30 of them are college kids living in dorms 23 days before the Thanksgiving break. So that raised a flag to me, and so we've got an issue here. My question to Mr. Kelly is, what do you attribute the 500% spike? Why you immediately went to party politics when this is obviously a concern to every party?
Kelly maintains innocence of any knowledge or action.
I had nothing to do with what you're talking about. You know, I really don't know a whole lot about it. It's certainly not me who's doing this absentee voter drive effort. If a person has difficulty getting to the polls for whatever reason, and someone can help them vote, that's a good thing. So the people who are doing this have excellent motives. The more people that vote, the more democracy we have, and the more freedom we have.
As Kelly responded, Drew held up an impromptu sign penned on a manila folder with an up arrow and 514%. Later, as the 3 contenders in the Ward 2 race debated, independent Plattsburgh Matters Party candidate Maureen Carlo returned to the issue.
Especially in Ward 1, we've seen a huge number, about a 400% increase from the last election. And I want to know what you both think about that, what you know about it, and if you think that there's any kind of false activity going on in getting these applications to people who might not typically be voters in our ward.
Democrat Rochelle Armstrong dismissed the issue.
In some cases, there are people who are not haven't voted in the past who are having the opportunity to vote, and that is a great thing. That's what our democracy should be built on.
But Republican Bill Ferris painted a more nefarious picture.
I am concerned about this. I was over at McGully Avenue 2 days ago. I was talking to this one lady that lived over there, and she told me, oh, my friend got an absentee ballot yesterday. The guy brought it to her. And I says, oh, he dropped it off to her? No, he took it with him when he left. So I think we're looking at more voter coercion. It's absentee ballots and voting for the person. And I think that's what really concerns us, is that it's not really the person voting, it's the person delivering the ballot voting, then hand-delivering it back to the Board of Elections.
Republicans are pointing fingers at Democrats and the Working Families Party. Working Families Party upstate political director Jesse James Lenny was in the audience, and when approached following the forum regarding accusations that the party is behind the irregularities in the absentee ballots, he was evasive.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily call them irregularities if people want to vote, but I know it's not shocking that Republicans are upset about poor people voting.
During his closing statements, Republican Mike Drew noted that Board of Elections rules regarding absentee ballots note that each person must apply for himself or herself. It is a felony to make a false statement in an application or to attempt to cast or help anyone cast an illegal ballot. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.